Welcome to episode 6 of the Knowledge Exchange. The 13 parts of this episode are part of a podcast series devoted to a practical question. How can what we know about learning and development help us create the conditions in which every young person can learn deeply, experience well-being, and thrive? Across this series, we move between broad ideas and the daily work of practice. We ask what equity requires, how relationships and safety shape learning and well-being, and what the sciences of learning and development tell us about realizing human potential. We keep one principle in view: knowledge becomes useful only when people can act on it and connect it to the young people, families, communities, and situations in front of them in a way that respects and addresses people as whole people. In episode 5, we examined the conditions that enable deeper learning and equity-centered thriving. Our conversations explored how the conditions around learning are not separate from learning itself. Relationships, culture, place, belonging, challenge, agency, peer ecology, educative learning and well-being, and how we measure well-being all shape what young people can do and become. Thriving is located within relationships that include family, community, land, history, and future generations, and supports build on a young person's cognitive strength rather than replace it. Episode 6 takes on the next practical problem. Once we understand that young people differ in their strengths, needs, histories, relationships, and contexts, how do we organize support so differences are addressed effectively? How do we keep a school, an agency, or community from becoming a collection of disconnected programs? How do we prevent children and family from having to navigate a maze that professionals themselves have not aligned? And how do we make sure that coordination is not something done to young people, but work undertaken with them and their families? Adding more services is not enough. A school may have many programs and still leave a young person unseen, or the services offered may not fit the child. Agencies may meet regularly and still work in parallel. A carefully tested intervention may fail if it does not fit the child, family, school, or delivery conditions, or if it is not acceptable to the child and family. A family may be invited to a meeting and still not be afforded voice or have little real influence over the decisions. The conversations in this episode treat alignment as both relational and organizational. Alignment requires relationships with caring adults who stay long enough to earn trust. It requires an accurate understanding of behavior, culture, and context. It requires plans that are individualized without becoming isolated, and systems that coordinate without becoming rigid. And it requires people who use data to learn, share power, and change the plan rather than blame the child or family when the plan does not work. We begin with Ray Saldana, whose own experiences as a young person gives this episode a human center. From there, Catherine Bradshaw and John Lockman help us understand why two children who look similar on the surface may need very different support. Eric Bruns takes us inside wraparound, an approach first developed for young people with the most complex need. Kwesi Rollins asks who really holds power in these arrangements. Catherine Bradshaw returns to show how a school can build an operating system that enables good approaches to work together instead of competing. And Jane Quinn closes the episode by describing community schools and unpacking what makes them work. What it looks like when an entire school organizes itself around coherence rather than accumulating disconnected programs, and when that school is grounded in and connected to the community. As you listen, keep one question in mind. If a young person or family entered the system you know best, would they experience a set of programs or a coherent community of people who know them, respect them, learn with them, and remain responsible for helping them move forward? Let's begin.
The river.